It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
Socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, and water. What it means is that government controls it through rules and regulations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
Under this guise of bipartisanship and nonpartisanship, it's actually tapped down the truth.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
On an equal field in the battle of ideas, mistruths or misconceptions, and it is getting us into a world of hurt.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to each and every one of you who are contributing to keep our independent voice on the air as we search for truth and clarity and look at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you, and thank you. And appreciate you listening. You have a purpose. Live with intention today. Strive for excellence and take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. And thank you to this team that I get to work with. That's producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, and all these great people here at Crawford Broadcasting. It is hump day. It is Wednesday. Stephen, you gave the camel the day off today.
Well, I talked to him yesterday, and he's just got an attitude. And I thought, I don't need it, so take the day off.
There you go. Go ahead and take care of that problem right there. Hey, America's Veteran Stories this week. Every week, these stories are very, very important. But this one is exceptional. And this is the interview that we did with Mannert Kennedy. He was a Marine at the Chosin Reservoir in the Korean War. I tell you what, a fascinating interview. That's 3 to 4 p.m. this Sunday. And they do rebroadcast that 10 to 11 p.m., Steve.
Yes, they do. And this particular one, I don't want to take a lot of time here, but I had this theory about what the attitude of the U.S. was after World War II. And, we are now the world cop, and we're going to take care of everything. And next thing you know, we're in this, what they call it? They had a special name for it. They didn't call it the war. Police action?
Oh, that's right. That's right. And actually, I don't think that there has ever been an ending to the Korean War. But it is a fabulous, fabulous interview. I'm excited to have in studio with me Greg Lopez. The former director of the U.S. Small Business Administration here in Colorado. He's an entrepreneur and the former mayor. Greg Lopez, you're running for governor in Colorado 2022. It is great to have you here.
Well, thank you, Kim. It's great to be here with you this morning.
And I tell you, as we are watching what is happening down at the legislature, we need to make some changes, but starting at the top is the place that we need to make a change, because even we need to go to work at all of these down ticket offices for sure. But for example, if you are the governor, you could veto a bunch of this stuff.
Exactly. And most importantly, as a governor, right, you're supposed to be the voice of the people. So if the legislature is doing things that are not in the best interest of the 64 counties, you have a responsibility to step forward and say, I want you all to recognize what is happening. And here's where I stand on this issue, but engage with their legislators, talk to them, testify, and really encourage people to participate. It seems that this governor likes to sit back and not say anything because he's supporting all these bills.
Right. And he's Mr. Executive Order, too.
That's right.
And that's not the way it's supposed to work.
No, it's not.
So we'll talk about some of these big issues in segments 3 and 4. It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Okay, and it is Wednesday, Steve, so that means that it is Wings Day at Hooters Restaurants. You buy 20 wings, you get 10 for free. I love their smoked wings, and the girls are coming over tonight, so I'm not sure. I'm going to surprise them. I don't know if we're going to have smoked wings or barbecue shrimp. I'm going to have to figure that out.
Greg, I live just a couple blocks away from her, and Wednesday nights, it's the sirens, it's the tear gas, it's just, I'm not looking forward to it.
We are engaging in the battle of ideas, Steve. That's
yes,
what we're doing.
And I'm trying to be humorous here. Don't let me throw a negative thing. Hey, can we share with Greg our quote of the day yesterday?
Oh, yes, we can. Do you have it in front of you?
Well, I have it up here, okay. Which is rare, but I'll lay it out there. You tell us who it's from. And it went something like, we have what it takes to take what you have.
We think that's the new motto of the legislature down here at
Colorado.
That's right. We have what it takes to take what you have.
I like that.
It's not funny because it's...
They're actually doing that.
They are actually doing that.
You know what I mean? They are definitely laser focused on taking away all of our freedoms, all of the things that make us America. And all you got to do is watch what they're doing. And you have to ask yourself, why do they truly believe that this is in the best interest of every individual when they're not even asking us?
They're not asking. And we had Roger Hayes on yesterday. He is the CEO, the founder, president of Premier Employer Services. We went through three of the really, really onerous bills. And I asked him why. And he said, he thinks, and I'm paraphrasing now, that those that are down at the State House now actually think that business owners, entrepreneurs, are mean, greedy people. And so they, I'm paraphrasing, they have to stick it to them.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, they seem to believe that they're the only ones that are righteous. They're the only ones that can really take care of the poor, of the underserved, and so forth, when really it's us taking care of each other. You know, and small businesses are the heart and soul of every community. You take small business and you start putting a lot of burdens on them, you're going to realize that they're going to start shutting their doors, and the communities are not going to be communities anymore.
They aren't going to be community. You can see that even in my community. You drive up and down our main thoroughfare, Steve, and it is closed restaurant after closed restaurant.
They had the audacity years ago to wall off almost a certain segment of that of the area and call it the entertainment district. And like you just said, how many of those establishments, those buildings, are standing empty?
And it's because of public policy. And when we talked with Jason McBride in this second segment, inflation, that seems to be one of the things that people are very concerned about. And we've seen inflation in the cost of a gallon of gas.
Yeah, right.
And of course, Patty's going to be in tomorrow. We're going to talk about this cyber attack back east.
Yes.
But public policy, when we look at higher taxes, higher fees, higher regulations, that's inflating the price right there. That's a place, Greg, that we can start to go to work on.
That's definitely correct. I mean, we can. Look, we need to reevaluate all these fees. And, you know, and it's interesting because they're very crafty.
They are crafty
right, as to how they're going to get what they want without having to. And they bypass Tabor. And
Colorado's Taxpayer Bill of Rights.
Yeah, the Colorado Taxpayer Bill of Rights. And so, once again, they're taking our rights away, right? We told them we wanted to vote anytime you were going to increase our taxes or ask us for more money. And now what they're doing is they're bypassing that by doing these fees. Mm-hmm. And they're all over the place. You know, and people aren't really recognizing that their policies are really hurting our economy. They're hurting our pocketbooks. And the worst is yet to come. You know, they keep saying that it's going to be better. I don't see how it's going to be better because inflation, like you said, we're going to hit hyperinflation if we're not careful.
Absolutely. And we can start to roll this back. And again, it's been policy. You look at the Biden administration closing down the Keystone Pipeline. They want to close down the Dakota Pipeline. Then people back east are, there's a gas stations without gas. And all of a sudden you realize, you know, I really took it kind of for granted this abundant, affordable, reliable, and efficient energy source, which is fossil fuels. And then we see down here at the State House, they're doing everything they can to try to make it very difficult for oil and gas to operate here in Colorado.
They are. You know, and they're trying not only oil and gas, but they, when you look at it, they're hitting every industry, right? Small business, restaurants, mom and pop shops. You know, they're going after rural Colorado with ranching and farming. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at this and you have to ask yourself, what is their agenda? Where are they going? You know, if you look 5 years into the future, you'll see a Colorado that people will never recognize because of what their policies.
And that is why you have thrown your hat in the ring.
That's right. You know, and I really believe that people need to fully understand what's going on in their lives. You know, I think sometimes people say, well, it's not impacting me. Well, it's not necessarily always about us, because some of us do have, you know, the ability to maintain savings and those types of things. But look around. Just look at your community. Talk to your neighbors. Ask them how they're doing. And you'll realize that there's a lot of people that are struggling with just paying their bills. And here's the funny thing, Kim. You know, the billions and billions of dollars that they're now reporting that the states is going to have and the cities are going to have and the counties are going to have. Everybody's thinking we're flush with money. They don't realize that that money's coming from the federal government, that they printed this money. And we are basically, I think in the last 18 months, if you add all the numbers, I think we spent over $5.1 trillion in our country.
Greg, and what is immoral about that is the American idea, because you're a veteran.
Yes.
You've served our country. The American idea is that we pass on something good, something better to the next generation. And you take a look at the Continental Army, the revolutionaries. They wanted to pass on freedom to the next generation. Civil War. We went to war to determine whether or not one man could own another man. The answer on that is no, because that was antithetical to the vision of the Declaration, that all men are created equal with these rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And I'm so frustrated that in the education system that they degrade our founders because it was an imperfect world, but there was slavery all over the world.
That's right.
And here it is, these 13 little colonies step forward and they have this vision.
Right.
And what, 70 some years later, they go to war to make sure that that vision, you know, becomes true. And then, of course, we've had our challenges, but we're the only place in the world where we have this vision.
Exactly. You know what? And for those that want to live in utopia, it doesn't exist. You know, and for them to challenge us, right? I mean, every country's gone through its ups and downs. But we have always stepped forward with our moral values and our beliefs. And when we see something wrong, we try to fix it for the betterment of all. Mm-hmm. We don't have these knee-jerk reactions that, you know, we're seeing today. Because you have these voices that they say, this is wrong, and they want to erase everything. But they're not thinking clearly through visionary glasses. They just want to see, what can we do today? And then when they make a mistake, they don't want to honor that. They don't want to fix it. They just want to put it under the carpet. And to your point, think about it. And I ask all your listeners to think about, what is it that we're handing down to the next generation? Just think about that for a minute. And is that really our responsibility to do that? I mean, shouldn't we do better? Don't we want everybody's life to be fuller and richer and better? Everybody here in Colorado? I believe the answer would be yes, we all want that. So why are we crushing the American dream? Why are we putting these big burdens on the shoulders of our children for them to pay when they get out of school? That's just not right, and it's not American, and we need to fix that.
We do need to fix that. And Colorado, we're going to go to break here, obviously. We could talk 2 hours on all those. But before we do that, I did want to go to our quote for the day, and it is Samuel Adams. And you know him. He was born in 1722, died in 1803. He was a politician of the American Revolution, leader of the Massachusetts Radicals, and he was a delegate to the Continental Congress and a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was later lieutenant governor and governor of Massachusetts. And this is what he said. Let every citizen remember, at the moment he is offering his vote, that he is not making a present or a compliment to please an individual. Or at least he ought not so to do, but that he is executing one of the most solemn trusts in human society for which he is accountable to God and his country. I thought that's appropriate today for voter integrity
as
well.
Right. It is. It really is.
But we have a responsibility. With the mail-in voting that we have here in Colorado, and we teach our kids that this is a responsibility. You hear that last part? It's a solemn responsibility to vote.
Right.
But there's something else. And that is, you have a civic duty to understand the issues, to really understand where the candidates are and how that matches up with the American vision, and then vote. If you don't take the time to do that, then you have a responsibility to not vote.
Exactly. Look, the thing that makes us unique and makes us very special as a country is that we have the ability to vote our opinion, but it's got to be an informed opinion. It cannot be just a popular opinion. You need to understand what it is that you stand for. You need to make sure that you're electing individuals that share your values and beliefs as it pertains to where the state needs to go. You know, and those are some of the things that concern me, Kim, is that, you know, when we have this mail ballot and everybody thinks it's a great thing because everybody gets to vote. But to your point, are all these informed voters? You know, I am running for governor, but I'm applying for a job. People need to remember that. I'm applying for a job. This is not a popularity contest. This is, you need to interview your candidates. You need to understand what they stand for. You need to understand their policies and how they look at things so that you have a better understanding as to, are they really going to be a true representative of your vote? Right now, I think a lot of people just look at it and say, well, that's the last time I heard. That's the commercial I saw last, so that's what I'm going to vote for. And that's not what America's all about.
One other thing, and that is, as many people, and Steve brings this up a lot, you have candidates out there that are buying votes, and they're buying votes with other people's money. And there is something inherently wrong about that. It's actually theft.
It is.
To have excessive and unpredictable taxation and then take that and promise it to somebody else. But what a politician promises you, they can take away. And so if the politician, and there's a difference, I think, between a politician and an elected leader.
Right.
And if and we need elected leaders that want to free us up to be able to pursue our happiness and our dreams. We're going to go to break. In studio with me is Greg Lopez. He is candidate for governor 2022. We'll be having a very in-depth conversation in segments 3 and 4. We'll go to break. Before we do that, though, I think I already mentioned it, Hooters Restaurants. I'll mention Castlegate Knife and Tool. They are another one of my great sponsors. They're located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. They have knives from the best blade makers from throughout the world. They have folders. They have these new watches. They're doing custom rifles. That Hal Van Herkey and Linnea Van Herkey, they are entrepreneurs. Go to castlegate.com to check out their website. That's castlegate.com. We'll be right back with Lauren Levy.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. In studio with me is Greg Lopez. He is candidate for governor here in Colorado 2022, which is right around the corner, Greg.
It really is. You know, a lot of people are starting to realize that it's not that far away.
And many of us are like, oh my gosh, we got to get to 2022 with all the craziness going on in Washington and down at the State House. But let's jump over here to Lauren Levy. He is another great sponsor of the Kim Munson Show. He is the owner of Polygon Financial Group, which he specializes in mortgages, and he works with a lot of different companies. So he's not just has to work with one company. There's lots of different opportunities there. Lauren Levy, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Kim.
Hey, we've been talking a little bit about inflation, and Janet Yellen is now becoming an important person. She's the chair of the Federal Reserve. What's your thoughts on her latest actions? What do people need to know?
Well, she was the chair of the Federal Reserve. Now it's Powell.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Sorry. I got mixed up.
But she's got a high government position, and so Secretary of the Treasury, and so she made some comments the other day that she thinks that the Biden infrastructure plan, when and if that rolls out, would cause inflation. And that made everything in the stock market start to look for inflation and kind of panicked. And so she immediately backtracked and said it may not cause inflation. But, you know, we're seeing numbers on a daily basis. There's one coming out here in 10 minutes, the Consumer Price Index, that if that's what they call hot, then, you know, that's going to be a signal of inflation. And most people think there is inflation with gas prices in the grocery store. So rates have started to tick up, but then it's kind of been this roller coaster for a little bit. They'll tick up for a month, then they'll tick back down, then they'll tick back up. And it's just kind of been an up and down just based on the data.
Okay. Can you still get a mortgage in the twos?
You can.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
Okay. People need to pre-qualify. If you're out there and looking for a house, give Karen Levine a call with RE/MAX Alliance. You need to be pre-qualified, and Lauren Levy, you can help people out with that.
Yeah, we can. It's an easy process. It just takes 10 or 15 minutes over the phone. And then, you know, we can send people out and let them know exactly how much they can afford and what kind of payment they'd be looking at. And if you're not pre-qualified, there's no way you can make an offer on a house in this hot market, because the sellers just won't even accept your offer if you don't have a letter saying you're pre-qualified coming with it.
Okay, how can people reach you, Lauren Levy, to get that done?
The best way is just call us at 303-880-8881.
And Lauren, I want to say thank you. You sponsor both this show and the America's Veterans Story show. And this weekend, it's always a great show, but this one with Maynard Kennedy, he was one of the Marines at the Chosin Reservoir in Korea, is just really powerful. So thank you so much for all the work that you do and for being such a great partner.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Kim.
And Lauren's number again is 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881. And before we get to Bill of the Day, actually, we were hoping our ticket sales would be available today, but we still need to troubleshoot that tonight. And so tomorrow, our tickets will go on sale for an event that we're having next Thursday. It is a web event. It is a salon series, Candid COVID Conversations. Councilwoman Ramey Johnson out in Lakewood said we should do something to inform people, look at these things as truth. And that's what we're going to do. So Dr. Jill Vecchio will be talking about the medical aspects of COVID. Matt Durkin, who ran for Jefferson County DA, unfortunately a Soros-backed DA was elected, which actually makes our communities less safe. But Matt is going to talk about COVID crime, what's happening during this COVID thing. Then Priscilla Ron, who is the new vice chair for the state GOP, she's also an educator. She's been a principal. She's a teacher. We'll talk about the education of our children, because our kids, it looks to me like, are falling behind. But a lot of that's because of this crazy curriculum as well. And then Sue Kinfield, who is an expert in resiliency, is going to talk about our mental well-being. And so tickets are going to go on sale tomorrow. They're $5 plus a $1 processing fee. And it's not a Zoom meeting. It's going to be a great little webinar, so be sure and check that out. Greg Lopez, our bill of the day is a complete affront to our Constitution of the United States of America. And this bill of the day is sponsors Finberg and Marino and Representatives Hooten and Doherty. And again, we have got to elect people that believe in the American idea, and we need to not vote for these people. Again, that's Finberg and Marino and Hooten and Daugherty. And it's Senate Bill 21-256, the local regulation of firearms. First of all, the bill declares the regulation of firearms as a matter of state and local concern. Wait a minute, Greg Lopez. I thought the Second Amendment said that we are guaranteed in the Constitution our right to firearms.
It is. You know what? And I carry the Constitution in my pocket, Kim, because these are the rights that we have. You know, and here we go again. We have elected individuals that, one, either they don't understand the Constitution, they haven't read it in a long time, and they're trying to, once again, trying to take away our rights and our freedoms. You know, and it's interesting because obviously these legislatures have never worked in city government. They don't understand that the importance of where the boundaries are. And so if you're going to allow every jurisdiction, just think about that for a minute. You know, every jurisdiction is going to be able to control their own rules, their own. So imagine for a minute if every city had a different speed limit, if every city had a different way of looking at happy hour and how they sell marijuana and how they sell alcohol. This is basically, you know, attacking the ability for us to have a cohesiveness within our state where everybody can go out to every 64 counties and understands what the guidelines are. This is just another way to create chaos in our communities, to give more crime, because people are – the cities do not have the abilities to regulate this. We know that.
Good point.
And so what they're doing is, again, this makes it sound good because they want to say that it's all legislation is local, but they're not – they're forgetting the fact that this is a constitutional right of ours. And so I would encourage everyone, this is not a good bill. I would tell you that if I was governor today, I would stand up and I would say, look, This is not what is in the best interest of our state. We need to be working on mental health issues. We need to be working on other things because it's not the gun that's causing the problem. It's the person behind the gun. Now, they don't like to hear that. And let me tell you why they don't like to hear that, Kim. Because they don't want to hold people personally responsible for their own actions. They believe it's society's responsibility. And so when someone does something, it's no longer their responsibility. It's society's responsibility. And that's not what America was built on. You know, we all as individuals bring something to the table. But we must all must have a moral compass. And these individuals that are doing these crimes, nobody likes to see people die and lose their lives. But you got to look at where they're trying to go with this. This is going to create more chaos for us.
Well, and it takes away the ability for good people to protect themselves against bad people.
That's correct.
You know, and one of the things regarding a firearm is a firearm can be an equalizer. Mm-hmm. You have, say, a 110-pound woman and a 220-pound guy, and if he's attacking her, if she actually has a firearm, it's a great equalizer, and he may not attack her.
That's right.
But if she doesn't have it, she may be hurt.
Exactly.
And so why would we let government, first of all, take away that freedom for that woman to protect herself? But the other thing, and Greg, I served on city council for 4 years, and certainly local control is great, and we should govern at the most local level possible. But to your point, it's us. Mm-hmm. That's the first place we need to govern is ourselves, our own individual selves. And then, but government should be as local as possible. However, local government, state government, county government, whatever they put in place cannot be antithetical to the Constitution and the vision of the United States of America. And that is the compass that every elected person, every bureaucrat should actually have. And does this match up with our Constitution and our vision of the Declaration of Independence?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And so, you know, this is just one sample of what's going on in the legislature this year. I mean, I think if people really studied some of the bills that are coming out there and the discussions that they're having, they would be shocked at some of the things that they're doing. But this is one where they are infringing on our rights to defend ourselves, specifically, like you said, women. You know, and you have to ask yourself, why? Why are they doing this? You know, do they really not want women to protect themselves? Do they really not want families to protect themselves? You know, that's not what America's about. Government should stay out of the way. You know, we have laws for people that do these crimes. We have laws. You
know? Right.
Right. And so why is it that they want to reach again, take away our property, right, take away our rights, and say we are not mature enough to handle these situations because they know what's best? And government never knows what's best for the people. People know what's best for each other. And as a community, we need to make sure that we don't allow these types of things to move forward.
Most definitely. And again, that is why the governorship is so important. And then we need to be not electing these people, right, and electing people that really believe in the American idea. Jason McBride, Senior VP, Presidential Wealth Management. I imagine that you probably don't like this bill very much.
You know, Kim, I always refer back to if we would just stick to the Constitution and not add much to it, I think we'd be in a lot better shape.
That is for sure. And Jason McBride, I think I saw a headline yesterday that the market was a little rocky, yes?
Well, you know, a couple of days ago, the Dow was at new highs, and yesterday it was down 500 points, so we've seen about as much flip-flopping as the day when Fox News and CNN both interviewed Lindsey Graham.
Da-da boom. That is why people need to assess their risk tolerance. And I was in the investment business many years ago, and I realized that each and every person has a different risk tolerance. And that is something that you are very good at, sitting down with people and putting together plans that will work for their risk tolerance, their goals. And you've seen that as well, yes, Jason?
Well, I have seen that. And, you know, one thing I've seen, too, is people's perception of their risk tolerance can change very, very quickly. And sometimes, as an advisor, you and the client need to sit down and change their plan very, very quickly at times as well. So you have to be, you have to have a plan, Kim, but you also have to be flexible and understand that people do have feelings and emotions, and sometimes they are valid when it comes to investing. And, you know, we want to try to keep our customers happy.
And how can people reach you if they want to sit down and talk about risk and a plan?
The best way to do that, Kim, is just give us a call and make an appointment, 303-694-1600. That's 303-694-1600.
Jason, thanks so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow. That's Jason McBride, Senior VP with Presidential Wealth Management. And we'll be right back with Greg Lopez.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute, to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. And you can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. And tomorrow we'll have our tickets on sale for our Candid COVID Conversation, our Salon Series web event. And so you'll want to check that out. Greg Lopez, you are a candidate for governor here in Colorado 2022. I wanted to just go through the last paragraph of this Senate Bill 21-256. And what it says, and this is concerning the permitting regulation of firearms by local governing bodies. It says, existing law prohibits a local government from enacting an ordinance or resolution that conflicts with state law regarding concealed carry of handguns. The bill permits a local government, including a special district and governing board of an institution of higher education, to enact an ordinance, resolution, rule, or other regulation that prohibits a permittee from carrying a concealed handgun in a building or a specific area without the local government's or governing board's jurisdiction. Once again, I find that most people that have their concealed carry permit are some of the most responsible people that I know. And so this clearly, to me, it looks like it is going after our law-abiding citizens that are concealed carrying. And I actually have more comfort knowing that there's people out there carrying a firearm. They're responsible in case a bad guy comes into a business or a school. And this is actually a direct assault on that.
I totally agree with you, Kim. Look, I'm a concealed carry. You know, I have a concealed carry permit, and I can tell you this: you are more aware of your environment when you're carrying a concealed weapon, mm-hmm. because you want to make sure that you are aware of what's going on. Because if there's something that would cause you to have to use it, you want to make sure that you are fully aware of your surroundings. Mm-hmm. You know, most people walk around not even noticing mm-hmm. how many people are in the store, you know, where the exits are. Nobody does that, right? But when you are worried about your citizen and you're carrying to protect yourself, you're always watching and monitoring to see if there's any unusual behavior that people are doing mm-hmm. that may give you pause for concern. But to your point, now, the only reason they're doing this is because they have the votes. And this is why it's important when we have government that we must have a true balanced government. When you have one party controlling both the House and the Senate and every higher level of office, there is no discussion about what these bills are going to, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. They will automatically pass legislation that fits their ideology. And here's what I'm hearing from people that testify, the community, the citizens. They say, you know what? We try to practice our civil responsibility by going and testify. And we feel that all these legislatures just ignore us. Mm-hmm. They're on their phones. They're not even paying attention to us. They don't even ask us questions. They don't even look at us when we're testifying. So it's just a big show up there. You know, and this is wrong. And this is where governor needs to step forward and say, look, folks, just like he's trying to do this whole thing about the COVID-19 and explaining to people about what was going on. Remember those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why isn't he doing it with the legislation? Why is he not encouraging people to be more aware of what's going on? And this is really where true leadership comes forward. So I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. I can assure you as governor, I'm going to defend the rights of all Americans that want to protect themselves. These are things that I think are not good for our communities because, once again, like you said, law-abiding citizens are going to be the ones that are going to be impacted the most.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about community safety then, right. Greg Lopez. And we are, again, we're seeing legislation, and this is throughout the country, but Colorado seems to be the petri dish for all of this. And that is why the fact that you're running for governor is so important. I think a lot of people in Colorado are starting to feel like, does it matter? Does it matter if I vote because of what's going on out there? But it does matter.
It does. It really does.
You need to make sure that you vote. But we have DAs,
right.
district attorneys, we have PBIs, politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties that are passing legislation, or we see it out in Los Angeles with the DA out there, Gascon, that they are actually just letting criminals out, not because of good behavior or anything like that, but they're just letting criminals out into the community. So wait a minute. So we're letting criminals out not because of good behavior, but just because we want to get people out of jails. And then these we have legislation that is working to take away the right for you to protect yourself.
Right.
It's scary.
It really is. I mean, you know, you have to look at, again, what are these people trying to achieve? What kind of community do they want to create? Clearly, these are creating communities with unsafe streets. Now we're really going to be concerned about walking, you know, our dogs at night, mm-hmm. or going out and just enjoying a good dinner and stroll in the park and those types of things. Because I just did read a couple articles where they are letting go criminals, you know, out of the penitentiary system because of COVID-19, you know, and other things. There was, I think it was up in Longmont, some young man, I should call him, he's young, he was 20, 21, but he was able to get a job, and this young man did some ferocious things to his family,
yeah,
right? And yet he was able to get a job in a nursing home, because now they are not required to check off that they have a felony, you know? And so all these criminals, and you talk to sheriffs, you talk to police officers, you talk to those individuals that are volunteering to step forward to protect our communities and make them safe, and they will tell you some stories that really raise the hair on the back of your neck about what's happening. Crime is up. You know, they don't want to talk about that. You know, the media doesn't want to talk about the crime that's going up because it goes against their narrative. And so this is where people really need to start understanding it's government of the people, by the people, and for the people. So we must play the role that our government is requiring us to play, and that is be involved and vote.
And let's jump over to election integrity a bit, because Colorado, they've called us the gold standard.
Right.
As we're starting to see, this gold standard maybe is a little tarnished.
Yes.
And there are people that are working diligently for the integrity of our elections. And whether or not you're a Democrat or Republican, unaffiliated, or Libertarian, it seems every person would want to have elections where we know that we can trust our vote and we have election integrity. And any individual out there that doesn't want to stand for that, then we have to question that significantly. But I know a lot of people are a bit disheartened. And you're traveling the state.
Right.
What are you hearing out there?
I am hearing that, right? They're saying, Greg, how do we know that the people that we're supporting, our community supporting, that they're going to be treated fairly at the ballot box? You know, how is it that it seems like throughout the entire country with these Dominion machines, right? And this is the name I'm always hearing, Dominion machines. You know, I can't speak to the Dominion corporation, but I can speak to how people are feeling about the election process. Think about it this way. I try to break it down to its simplest format. If you're taking a test, don't you want to make sure that everybody is doing it correctly? No one's cheating. Don't you want to make sure that everyone is doing their own work and there's no cheating in the grading or no cheating whatsoever, so that you feel that your grade really matters?
Mm-hmm.
And so why is it that we don't want to ask those questions, right? I think every, regardless what party affiliation, we must maintain election integrity, because if we don't, we're going to turn into a third world country. People are going to be controlling the elections based on whatever philosophy they want. So we must go to the ballot box. We must ask questions. And I'm going to tell you this. I've been told that the people that control the elections are the county clerks.
Yes.
You must go talk to your county clerk. Ask them, why are they using the Dominion machines? Is there an alternative? Or let them know what your fears or concerns are about the election integrity. I just learned this, Kim, and I have to validate this. But I was told by the county clerk out in Mesa County that it's a requirement by the Secretary of State's office that they must submit the results by 8 o'clock. So remember, the polls close at 7, mm-hmm. but they must submit the results by 8. The question is, why? Why do you need to submit your results by 8 o'clock in the evening? Is it because it forces you to use a tabulation machine? Is it because it doesn't allow you to do the hand count? Why is it that it's so important that by 8 o'clock that evening, all the results have to be in? You know, I've heard from a lot of people that say, you know, Greg, I voted at 7 o'clock. I was one of the last people to vote. And before I got home, they already decided the outcome of the election. Mm-hmm. I thought they weren't going to be counting until the polls closed. And see, what they've done these days is that what I'm learning is they've been counting all along. Well, let me rephrase that. They've been processing the ballots all along. But at 7 o'clock on election day, they push a button that tabulates all those ballots that they had processed. And that's why by 7:04, we pretty much know who won the election, because they didn't start processing at 7 o'clock after the polls closed. All they are doing is tabulating the results at 7 o'clock. And a lot of people don't know that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
I wonder if it's different from county to county.
You know, I don't know, and that's a good question, right? Because every county clerk has the ability to determine how they're going to process mm-hmm. and hold their election and how they're going to count the votes. There's, from what I'm told, there's no regulation that requires you to use a certain machine. You can do a hand count if you want it, but a lot of people are saying, well, why do we want to do that? Because it's going to take us longer. There's human error, but my response is that, but people want to know that the integrity of the election is intact. Mm-hmm. So why are we so in a hurry to get these election results? I know the candidates can wait a couple of days. You know, even now when there's a close race, candidates are waiting mm-hmm. a week or 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So why does everybody feel that the people that are voting want to know that night who won? I think they want to know that the election was handled correctly mm-hmm. and that there was no shenanigans going on with the election process. I really believe that's what citizens want to know.
And this whole mail-in voting thing, again, Colorado was one of the first regarding mail-in voting. And I need to make a couple of clarifications. There's, out of the 64 counties, there are two counties that did not use Dominion.
That's correct.
And I believe that was Garfield and Douglas County.
That's right.
And so we have to kind of question why we were all on one particular system.
Right.
And again, we saw this throughout the country, that Dominion was being used in a number of these different states. So there's a lot of questions to ask on this. But on the process, on the mail-in voting, now I talked to Merlin Klotz, who is the Douglas County Clerk and Recorder.
Right.
And I really feel that he feels the integrity of the ballot is sound, as far as if they receive a ballot and they verify a signature, that will be counted. And
right.
And I really think he does a good job on election integrity. But I can look at this and I could see how there could be funny stuff that could happen with that as well, if you did not have a county clerk that was absolutely laser focused on providing a free and fair election.
I totally agree with you, right? And so why is it that, you know, out of those 64, only two are not using mm-hmm. a Dominion system, right? Maybe we should encourage other county clerks not to use it. I mean, let's balance this out. right? And so, to your point, I think the clerks are looking at it from their process, but there's a lot of gaps. Because I ask, how do you get the results from the county to the state? Well, we have to plug in a flash drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to send it to the state. Now, I've spoken to individuals and say, to your point, right? Every system can be hacked. Every system can be manipulated. We just saw that in the East Coast, right?
With the pipeline, right?
Exactly, uh-huh. Right. I mean, you would think that that would be one of the most secure systems, right? Because it's controlling energy and fuel for the entire eastern, a huge eastern part of our country, yet it was hacked from Russia. And they're saying they confirmed it, right? So why is it all of a sudden when we were talking about Dominion that it could happen from other countries, they're saying, oh, no. It can't happen from other countries. Yet here they are saying it did. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So these are the questions that I think Americans need to ask. We need to ask these questions to connect the dots, because if we just drink the Kool-Aid, we don't know what it is that the future is going to look like. And we have a responsibility as Americans, ask the question, not only for us, but for the generation that's coming behind us, because we need to leave a better place for them.
Most definitely. That voice is Greg Lopez. He's running for Colorado Governor 2022. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3, here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to each and every one of you who are contributing to keep our independent voice on the air as we look at these issues, freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to use force to implement it. And it is never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, their freedom, or their livelihood via force, whether with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, or fear. And we need to make sure that we are electing people that understand that, that understand that we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And one of those such people is Greg Lopez, who is running for governor here in Colorado 2022. It's right around the corner. How can people help you?
You know, Kim, just like anything else, right? Share, go to my Facebook page, look at it, share it. You know, go to my website, lopez2022.com. Give a donation, become a volunteer. Help us get the message out there, because it's very important that people have an understanding that there is an alternative. You know, I'm a governor that's going to make sure that people understand that the issues that we face here in the state, they're not Republican issues. They're not Democrat issues. They're not unaffiliated issues. These are people issues. These are issues that are impacting families and individuals and their futures. And we need to make sure that we are always focused on that.
And you look at people as individuals instead of groups.
Yes.
And this whole group thing is dividing us. I mentioned in the last segment that we are doing a web event. It's a salon series regarding candid COVID conversations. Right. And this reaction to COVID, what it has done to families and businesses, is just, it's astonishing. It's been public policy and fear that has taken people's livelihoods and their businesses. But now we see this whole thing regarding the vaccine. And Dr. Jill will talk about it in the event. But this is not a vaccine. It's not been approved by the FDA.
No.
It is an experimental drug. And here we're having all this force on vaccine passports. And what's your thoughts on all this?
Look, first of all, I want to encourage people to do their own research. I mean, it's out there. Take 15 minutes and just look at it. Go to the FDA website. It will tell you. It is not approved by the FDA. So I visited some friends a couple of weeks ago, and they took the vaccine. And I asked them, I said, did they give you any paperwork to explain the vaccine? They said, yeah, they did. I said, did you read it? And they said, well, we looked at it. I said, do you have it? And I said, hey, do you know that
did they have it?
They did have it,
okay.
Right? So I read it. I said, did you know it's not approved by the FDA? And they're like, no, it is. I said, well, not based on this paperwork that they gave you. And I showed it to them. And they said, really? I said, do you know that it doesn't have the COVID-19 in this fluid that they're putting in your body? They said, no, it does. I said, no, look, read this. It clearly states that there is no COVID-19.
And that's normally what a vaccine is. Is it injects a little bit of the
virus itself
so that you can start to create these antibodies.
Right.
And it doesn't, huh?
It doesn't. You know, so if you do some research, you'll find out that a lot of the information that we're hearing, it's not really correct. You know, so you have to ask yourself, why is that? We're talking about the mask, right? So if you got vaccinated, why do you still have to wear the mask?
Good question.
You know, why do you still have to do everything that someone that hasn't been vaccinated, you know? And so now I'm hearing that, you know, they're wanting to encourage 12-year-olds and 15-year-olds to get vaccinated. Yet all the COVID data, if you follow the science, none of those individuals were severely impacted by the COVID-19. Now all of a sudden it seems like we got to make sure that they get vaccinated. It really seems to me, Kim, that their goal is to make sure that everyone sticks a needle in their arm. And if you don't, they're going to somehow segregate you. They're going to discriminate against you. And this is what we've always fought against, is segregation and discrimination. But yet it's happening. Now I'm hearing that the Major League Baseball has sections where they're going to have right. those that are vaccinated and those that are not vaccinated. Wow. Think about that.
And this is a personal medical decision.
And HIPAA. Don't forget. We're supposed to be, you know, our health. It's
supposed to be private.
Exactly.
But Dr. Jill, we talked about it last week, is they're trying to relax all of that so that your medical information is going to be out there for the world to see. It's like, wait a minute, we need to pump the brakes on this thing.
Yeah, look, there's legislation, at least this is a good legislation, I believe, that's being introduced, is that here in Colorado, an employer cannot fire you if you did not get vaccinated, because it's your choice. It's your right. You know, and so no one knows whether these tests are positive or false negatives or anything like
right.
that. And so, you know, I encourage everyone, get more informed, get more educated on what's going on around you. That is your civic duty as an American. That's your responsibility as a father and a mother to help your children learn this stuff. So don't ever just hear what the news is telling you and run with it. Do your own research.
Well, for sure. And on this vaccination for kids, again, as a parent, step back and let's just wait. Why are we in such a hurry? And then we are seeing that many of these pundits and politicians and bureaucrats that are pushing this, they may have vested interests. They haven't been honest with this. And it's like, okay, you lie to me once.
Right.
Your fault. Lie to me twice, my fault. And so we really need to be watching that. Greg Lopez, you are running for governor here in Colorado 2022. What's your final thoughts you want to leave with our listeners today?
You know, what I want to let everyone know is look, we must protect our society and we must elect individuals that are truly representatives of the people, not special interest groups, not individuals that are going with the flow with the issue. You need a real leader that will stand up and represent you. And when things aren't going well, that they will come out and visit you and explain it as to why that is. Most importantly, we need a governor that truly understands there are 64 counties in the state of Colorado. Every life matters. And his job is to promote, protect, and preserve the various economies and the different ways of life that make Colorado the great state that it is.
And you have a remarkable story. You are a former administrator here in Colorado, right, with the U.S.
Small Business Administration,
an entrepreneur, a mayor. You've got all of that experience, and you have a deep love for both Colorado and our country.
I do.
And so, again, what is that website?
It's Lopez2022.com. Go to my website, read about me, give a donation or investment into the future of Colorado, and volunteer.
And this early money is really important, Greg Lopez.
This really is
what really helps. And I want to say to our listeners out there, do not lose heart.
No, do not lose hope. You know, we lose hope and heart, then we really give in. You know, and think about it. If our founding fathers would have done that, we wouldn't have America today. So there's going to be some of us that stands tall, be bold and courageous for our values and our beliefs and our principles.
Well, that's for sure. And we were made for this time, Greg Lopez, and you're stepping forward into this. Colorado's at the tip of the spear. This is very important. So that is Lopez2022.com. Lopez2022.com. My friends, our quote for today is from Samuel Adams. And he says, if ever a time should come when vain and aspiring men, and I'll say and women, shall possess the highest seats in government, our country will stand in need of its experienced patriots to prevent its ruin. So my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America. Young, like a